Brings us to item 11, which is reports. First subset is consideration of first reading of Ordinance 2019-03, Title 18. And Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First reading. So looking at the material that was submitted, I have a summary here. I apologize that I was not able to provide the customary council report as would normally be in the packet. This was after earlier discussion, this was looked at Legal and Finance. And what is now in the packet, what you will see as far as updated information or updated text is going to be
okay.
Okay. Any event, after earlier discussion, if you look now at number item 2 at mixed use development, the that clarifies the width of the balcony and the fact that regardless of the width of the balcony in certain areas, no such encroachment into either a state highway or a county highway right away would be permitted. Secondly, when one turns to area or subdivision 5 of that particular portion of the zoning ordinance, that's the subdivision captioned signage and marketing display. The phrase marketing display is added to the title to try and give some clarification. What you will see at subsections K and L is additional text that provides that storage of inventory or equipment or other items outside the building is prohibited. In L, what you will see is that placement of retail merchandise outside the building, not more than 6 feet from the front exterior wall, is permitted or would be permitted under the proposed language. That subdivision L also clarifies that retail merchandise, as just referred to, may not include or shall not include vehicles, trailers, or similar types of personal property. And then in the turning to what would be subsection 10, there at 10F, there is language about screening structures that are in the alley or visible in the alley or right-of-way and provides a couple of items. First, that effective September 1, 2019, any types of storage must be completely screened. If it's storage of either a metal building or some of the discussion point was semi-trailers, but larger than 144 square feet needs to be screened. Second provision is that chain link fencing is not an acceptable type of screening for this. So with that, I'd be glad to respond to questions. That's what's before you for first reading this evening. Oh, that's right, September 1.
Ron, looks like he's got a question.
Yeah, that was just my question is why are we making it effective September 1, 2019?
Is the question to me or members of Legal and Finance? At the Legal and Finance meeting, I would say that some council members believed that was a fairer way to address concerns of
retail. Give them some time to move what trailers are existing downtown because there's a number of them, right?
I think the mayor's a little better qualified on
the back. Yeah, I think that part of the discussion that happened on Friday at Legal and Finance included the fact that some of these containers are being used for daily activities and operations to have the final. I mean, if this went to first reading, second reading, and then 20 days to refer it, then it was final. That might not give enough time to put plans in place or build facades or basically figure out a plan to get back to operating as they are without the metal containers. So,
and that, just to clarify, that's for metal containers, not trailers. And so the trailers, those things that would go into effect 20 days after the second reading, But that would be for the metal storage, like Connex type containers, or the metal like reefers, things like that.
I guess you could read it either way, couldn't you?
Right.
You say trailers.
Because you could read it. It says effective September 1, 2019, no metal Connex style storage containers larger than 144 square feet or semi-trailers may be used for storage. So I think you could read it that if there are trailers for
storage.
They have
till September 1.
They have till September 1.
That's the way I... Rhea, you were going to have a comment there.
In section 2D, you refer to a county highway?
2D.
Actually refers to state or county. The point being, this is an encroachment the city is authorizing within any city right-of-way, but not county, not state. I'm not aware of whether or not... I'm aware that Lozelle is state highway right-of-way. I don't know that there's any county right-of-way, but...
The sentence is actually, no balcony shall be permitted which encroaches into any state or county highway. Do we have a county highway?
Not in the bid.
Well, you would on the... north side of the businesses on Lozelle, or that south side businesses on their north side.
Oh, county highway is my
correct. Yep.
Then I go back to section L. My takeaway from legal and finance on Friday was that section L, I'm sorry, on page under five, under signage and marketing display. My takeaway from legal and finance was that they were going to be able to put their merchandise out as long as it did not encroach into the sidewalk right-of-way during the day, and at night it would have to be put back to within 6 feet of the building. Is that what anybody else recalls?
I recall, too.
I think that was my suggestion, but I meant it to be no more than 6 feet. Analogy was the depth of a porch is 6 feet. So I thought that it would have a better appearance if it was allowed to be left within 6 feet of the building. That's how you'd like. First reading, that can be changed.
That was my understanding. That way they could actually spread it out during the day as long as it didn't encroach the sidewalk right of way.
If I might follow up on that, is what is the council member's thought in terms of what's a day and what's night? I mean, was
business
it...
Business hours?
All right. Sure.
They're not open 24 hours.
You have like in moonlight shopping or something like that in downtown.
Right.
Right.
As long as they're open.
Right. Business hours. How about other discussion from council before I open it up to public discussion?
I have one more.
Yep, please.
Sorry.
Nope, we need it.
I wondered in section 10F when we're talking about the facade. Let's see.
Not 10F.
Nope. Hold on. I'm in the wrong spot. Where does it say no fence?
That's in marketing also.
Going.
Okay. Any other comments from council? How about public comments at this point? Mr. Carter, it's ready to roll.
Good evening. Yes, I'm Brian Carter with the Knuckle. I have two, structure, one of the steel 20-foot buildings, and I have a semi-trailer in back. That is a cooler that we currently use. that would be in violation of this new ordinance. You know, I could see it maybe if it was out in front, like on Lazelle Street, but, you know, it is in back in the alley. Once we do get moved out to the new property, we probably would not need the 20-foot storage container, so it could go away. The semi, we used to take it out every September, 1st of October after the rally, just so we had more space back there. But with our demand on our craft beer, we run out of cooler space, so we start filling that March, April, you know, and it seems like it's emptied out by June, and then we go into the rally mode, and it gets filled up again, and then it does really set empty pretty much all fall. I just hate to see that storage unit go away. Of course, you know, we're always out of property, you know, at the downtown location. And I thought, if nothing else, maybe we could move it behind the pavilion to keep it more out of sight. But, yeah, that's my thoughts on it. As far as the semi-trailer, it can probably be gone in the fall like we used to do. We used to store it out in the industrial park, and I'm assuming that's where it'd go again. Any questions?
What's your time frame for your move, Brian?
Well, it's going to be a tough one because I don't know when we're going to get done, but we won't be able to move during the summer. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, it's going to be September, October, probably. I mean, as long as everything.
That's kind of the reason we put the 1 September time frame on.
Right, and I don't know if we can. I mean, yeah, but you can.
And that can be changed. I mean, we can grant a variance.
Sure.
In reading section 10F, my understanding is that he can leave the trailers there for storage as long as they are screened. He does not have to move them.
Correct.
By September 1st unless they are unscreened.
And how do you describe a screen?
Not chain link fence is the way it's written right now.
So put a big...
To be a metal facade or a wood facade. Your semi-trailer's
about a big banner over the top of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure Mark's got something to say, so...
I guess that's invitation up, Mr. Brook.
We're in violation of this new ordinance.
Well,
we'll get two of them at him.
I guess my thoughts on this are number one, not completely against this ordinance by any measure, because I think we all want our town to look as good as we can make it, and I struggle a little bit with, you know, most of these. I truthfully, I don't know what we're in violation of. Is it chain link fence in our case, or is it a container, or are we in violation? Do you know? Okay, and that's what I was assuming what it was, which is actually an active freezer. We've got food in it that we, you know, that we're running with the restaurant right now. So. And that's where I struggle a little bit. If it was a regular walk-in cooler sitting there, if that would also be considered a container or part of this. I guess what I struggle with a little bit is I don't know that there's an alley in the world that, you know, has beautification attached to it, you know what I mean? And I know in our case, especially on our block up there, that we've got a lot of asphalt, so you can see all the way to the alley, which, you know, isn't the way we would like it either. I mean, we would like some more business up there too, and, you know, over time something like that could happen. I guess overall I worry a little bit about this, in that what's the next step, and, you know, I don't know right now if chain link fence is in violation. I mean, we've got another fence on our property that I feel like is maybe uglier than the chain link fence.
That
The chain link
I don't know
fence.
Where we end up with this when we're all done. You know what
the
I mean?
Chain link fence is in regards to the screening.
Yep.
So if something needs to be screened, you can't put a chain link fence around it and say, okay, it's screened.
That's where it would.
So you can have chain link fence, but you cannot include the chain link fence as screening. You would have to build some other facade or a nicer fence or something around it to screen it. You can't just put up a chain link fence and then say, okay, it's screened now.
Okay.
I have a question.
However, I guess with respect to chain link fence, there are chain link fences that have those interwoven situations that are used as
slats,
screens.
Basically.
Slats.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, so that would be screening, wouldn't it?
If, as it's written.
Not as it's
written. As it's written, I would say it is not. However, if that's what the council wants, I mean, we can definitely say no chain link fence without slats or something. But
Greg, did we define screening?
That's where I was going to head with my memory lapse there of what I was looking for, was that I thought that maybe we should reference in 10F the same verbiage that's in 10C, which says screen from view with durable building materials that are coordinated with the overall building design.
Along with that, I believe we also need to think about the height of the screening. At some point, it becomes dangerous. Are we talking not to exceed 12 feet, not to exceed, you know, standard screening is going to be 8 feet. Semis are going to stick out the top. So, I mean, we before we get too far, we have to determine what the criteria for the screening is. Not viewable. Ample height to be non-viewable. Trying to play devil's advocate here.
So the screening, is it something, I mean, has to be a foot away from the trailer, or because I'm in my situation, I guess, if that would be what I would be doing is whether it'd be fastening a 2x4 or something to the trailer and screwing steel around your trailer, and if that's what's going to work, I mean, work. But I mean, I'm not trying to.
Assuming you'd have to meet code.
Yeah, right. It would have to meet code, and as that section with the definition of screening implies, that it needs to be of durable materials, and I forgot everything else that describes that, but it would have to meet all of those various criteria. And I don't believe that it includes the height. However, standard planning verbiage for screening is the height of whatever you're trying to cover. And so if that's you're trying to cover something 12 feet tall, then it would need to be 12 feet tall.
It's from view. So
I guess I've got a question. Is there, I don't know how about anybody else, but I oftentimes get frustrated with rally exceptions, but is there rally exceptions written in this? I mean, is that the follow the typical window of middle of July or?
Yep. Throughout this entire overlay portion, there is a phrase that talks about accepting, I think it's July 15 to August 15, I think is what it says. Understanding that it's a different criteria during that point.
You know, I guess I'll just try and finish up real quick that I'm not against from the standpoint of beautification downtown. Part of me thinks it's silly to, you know, part of me feels like it's silly for the knuckle to have to put up a fence in the alley to cover up a trailer that's in the alley. And I feel like I'm setting myself up because I'm signing up to put one up. But it makes more sense to me for us to put one up when we're talking about frontage for Lazelle Street or Main Street or I guess I don't know how big the area is. But
the area for the overlay goes from Middle to Fourth and from Sherman North to Lazelle.
So it wouldn't sorry. So it wouldn't matter whether you're walking up the alley, you need things, you need facades in the alley as well as
the way it's currently written.
Yep.
within that overlay district.
Show my ignorance, but the overlay district, Matt.
How about further input? Anybody have anything else to add? You guys don't have to leave. You guys didn't solve any problems for us.
I got nothing else.
Mr. Mayor, Council, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. My name is Max Felsted. I own the Prairie Emporium on the corner of Junction and Main. And I guess to start off, Section L and K are kind of where I'm concerned. I believe this ordinance right now affects 7 businesses. And before the meeting, I went for a little drive. In the bid district, there are 39 empty buildings right now. So right now, this ordinance will affect 7 businesses, maybe 9. My concern with the placement of storage is prohibited and no more than 6 feet. Also, the retail should not include vehicles or trailers. I just moved in. I've been on Main Street for 5 years. I've had things out in front of my store for 5 years, weather permitting, and it brings in a ton of tourists. The lot I'm currently in lends itself to me putting way more items in front of my door that don't obstruct at all with the sidewalk and plenty of parking in it. I kind of have a unique property that I'm in right now that lends itself to a mini bike, trailer possible. Who knows? I sell things from bridges to I sell a lot of major items, and I don't want to have to move in everything that's in front of my store every night. Obviously, I move the things in that are small that are out on the curb. And I guess a lot of this, I look at it as, you know, with the 7 to 9 existing businesses, I don't understand why we would do this when it's okay for rally folks to have semi-trailers, to have things out front. To me, what's good for the goose ought to be good for the gander. And I guess in 5 years on Main Street, number one question asked is, why is every building empty? Every tourist, every person that comes downtown. And so now I feel like, you know, I'm one of very few that do have open lights on right now, and this would affect my business as an antique dealer. Any questions?
I would just kind of like to reiterate a few things that Rhea said. I think if you have things out in front of your business and it's not encroaching on the right-of-way, I don't really see where that would be any big problem. And then once again, we were talking about then having it back so it's only within 6 feet by the time evening comes and when you're closed. I think that's kind of what we're considering right now. So I think that would kind of solve your problem as far as we're not against you having things out in front of your business. I mean, we really aren't, as long as it doesn't encroach upon the right of way.
Did our discussion regarding the vehicles and trailers come down to Max could have or businesses could have out a motorbike, et cetera, as long as it was put back at night?
If that would be the council's desire, I'd recommend that I would change the current language as it's in this draft. Says no vehicles, and under state statute, motorcycles would be considered a vehicle. And so if there's a desire that bicycles or motorcycles are permitted, 3 or 4-wheel vehicles aren't permitted, it would be helpful. And with that direction, I can put that in.
Or it being no more than X amount. So you're not getting a little used motorcycle lot corner going on. If it's two bikes or something like that that might be sitting out there, or one vehicle.
I think that, Councillor Anderson, I think that was kind of the intention of Legal and Finance to say that if at in after business hours, if it's brought within 6 feet of the front of the business, and there can only be so much, you can't have 30, you know, motorcycles. You could have a few, or you could have a few bikes or something, but you couldn't have a mass quantity of it. So if the council would like in approving that, we would recommend striking the last line of L, and then also including verbiage that states display or placement of any retail merchandise outside of the building shall not be more than 6 feet from the front exterior wall of the building during non-business hours. So if you inserted that before the sentence and then struck the last sentence, I think that includes the majority of the discussion here. Except for that's not exactly everything that Councillor Bichon originally said, but I think that doesn't include your comments.
I do think at Legal and Finance we did have discussion about no trailers. No, Greg had a definition of what a trailer was at that point.
Actually, that's true. And so if you leave the last sentence but just strike out vehicles, but include retail merchandise shall not include trailers or similar types of personal property.
By trailers, you meant, I think the intention was not like homemade carts, not like that type of thing, but rather storage vehicles trailer. That could be licensed and pulled down
well,
the highway.
As it's written, it doesn't say licensed, but it certainly could be. It could be written that way. If it's a licensed trailer, you can sell it, or if it's not a licensed trailer, it can be described however it is that you'd like to have it. The way it is right now, by just saying no trailers, my thought is that would include whether it's licensed or not licensed would be immaterial. It's a trailer. It's pulled by another vehicle. And so this language would say that it would be not allowed. That can certainly be changed if that's how the council feels it would better address it.
Currently, I have a 67 Chevy on the lot, and I also was told during planning and zoning when I moved the semi-trailer from the lot that I was okay to have my storage trailer that I use to pick up things when someone passes away. I was told that would be okay. And that will go in there, and I use it daily. I move things in and out. I go to people's homes when they pass away. And again, I have a unique lot, unlike most of Main Street, where they don't have that opportunity. They have room behind their business. So that trailer will be in my lot from time to time, and I've been told that's okay. The Chevy that sits out there currently is my personal vehicle that I'm trying to sell. I'm not trying to start a car lot. I'm not trying to start a motorcycle lot. Those are just current things I have right now. But there may be a covered wagon there. There might be a, you never know.
I guess I don't have any more comments about this particular thing. I guess, you know, I'd still like to have some more input or from both the public and from the council in general about where we're at with the alleyways. I know there's some really strong feelings on this with some council members that we need to clean up things, you know, quite a bit. And maybe some people are thinking of being a bit more lenient toward that. And perhaps my opinion is wrong on this, but I think, you know, I'd really like to go and look at every case. I'm going to go down and take a look through the alleyways a bit before actually making a final decision on that particular aspect.
In regards to those comments, I just want to remind council members that discussion in regards to the alleyways, the reason why that became more difficult is that it may seem mostly visible from the alleyway, but if you're on First Street, Harley-Davidson Way, 3rd Street, or 4th Street, you see the majority of the alleyways. And so the staff's recommendation would be that if you want something so that it's, if you want to be more lenient in alleyways, then you would want, I would recommend that it would be better to state nothing visible from Main Street, Sherman or Lazelle public right-of-ways, not just from street right-of-ways, because if you say street right-of-ways, then you're truly not being lenient on the alleys.
Brian, what about parking in the rear? Are you losing a lot of parking because of your trailers, or do you think it works out?
Not really, because we still park. I mean, it's not big. When we take that trailer out, it's not big enough to add another row or anything there. You know, I mean, I guess you pull off of the alley a little further. You know, even my pickup, when I pull right up next to that semi, you know, I'm maybe a foot, 2 feet from the alley, which really isn't the alley, but I'd probably be right on my property line, because that stake is, what, about 2 foot inward from the alley, you know, toward me. So, but yeah, it's not really 20-foot storage container. I don't know there, because we have that cooler, and we have to have access to that cooler, you know. And no matter what, once we do move, we probably don't need as much access to that cooler for 9 months a year, you know, because we're going to have it all out at exit 32. I mean, and I really, you know, don't have a problem moving that, you know, come fall. I think it could be used. You can never have too much storage, that's for sure. But right now we have it full of kegs, which back in the day that used to hold all of our kegs. Now if I had six of them back there, it wouldn't hold all the kegs. We just stack them all back. But soon that'll be all cleaned up, and we'll be out at exit 32.
Yeah. I'm going back a ways, but I'm not the only guy in the room that can go back that far. I remember when it was one way in off of First, you could park Herringbone against the building and Herringbone against the alley, and you could put 20 cars back there.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. So to enhance your business, it almost seems like the more parking you'd have. I mean, I frequent your establishment. Busy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no place to park.
No, you're right. I don't think it's really going to help. But like I say, once we get past fall, you know, we don't need that semi. You know, we can get it out of there. You know, I mean, I might not even need it once we moved that operation out exit 32, because I have that 12 by 26 foot cooler that we store kegs in now just for our own beer. And yeah, we're going to need to keep our own beer there, but we don't need to warehouse it for Rapid City and Wyoming out of that cooler, you know.
You know, every time we visit it, it brings up additional items. But as far as their manufacturing, I don't know whether you have to have a manufacturing permit, but is it permissible to use the alley for warehousing? I mean, you can see where this is going. So I'm just asking now so that we don't do something stupid.
In regard to the question on the manufacturing, I think that the license for this type of malt beverage production by the state pretty much occupies the whole field, so to speak. If the state regulations say it's okay, you know, we don't have a separate manufacturing permit for creating the alcoholic beverage.
Well, what I'm saying is the storage, the warehousing of product or supplies in the alley.
Well, and that's exactly what this is intended to address as yeah. as part of this particular downtown overlay.
Move the kegs and stuff into the pavilion.
Yeah, I have a question concerning 5K, where it states placement or storage of any inventory, equipment, or other items outside of the building is prohibited. And then when you go down to 10F, and we're talking about outdoor storage areas, is there a contradiction in those two statements?
It would seem that there is. All I can say is I was asked to make some particular modifications, not write the whole section, but it certainly can be changed. So in whatever way council members think that inconsistency ought to be cleaned up. You know, whether it's a portion of, well.
Would we just strike K? Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
Well, I think what Mr. Carter's bringing up is that there's been a customary use of some of this for ancillary needs for the business. And, you know, part of the discussion tonight as well is having it there better for the business than having parking. And that's, I guess there's lots of, you can look at it different ways. But if it is considered to be, have a viable business in this area, it's necessary to have some of those ancillary uses in the alley to help maintain the viable business, then maybe it should be limited to a certain portion of the lot. Maybe it should be more clearly described with a setback or something of that nature. Now, that, you know, that means more drafting, but if that's the best way to really address the issues, then maybe that's the best way to do it.
I believe code in the downtown district, too, is on a fence, if I'm right, is 6 feet is the highest it can go.
But if someone chose to screen something that was greater than 6 feet, they would need to take the extra step to get the variance to still stay in line with what's on the book.
If it's a fence, if it were a wall made with, you know, stone brick or something like that.
Difficult. Further discussion.
I guess if we want to get back to that, discussion on 5K, 5, not 5K. Maybe we strike 5K if we're going to have it all in the next one, and then 5L. I'm all for what Daniel described as display or placement of any retail merchandise outside of a building shall not be more than 6 feet from the front exterior wall of the building. And you said what, during business hours or outside of business hours? And then I'm all for striking that last sentence because I can see, you know, there's a lot of definitions of trailers. If somebody wanted to have a kid carrier for a bicycle out there for sale, that's a trailer. You know, I can't see, that's too... It doesn't really describe anything if you just use the word trailers. I would make
wish,
that,
Daniel.
I would make that motion and then include in 10F yeah, we had suggested there was a reference to if outdoor storage areas must be located behind or beside buildings and be shielded from view of the street or alley. I guess view instead of or alley, I would say and be shielded from the view of Junction, LaSalle, and Main.
Agree with that. Why is there no reason to write the ordinance? Be closed for a street.
Well, people do walk up and down the alleys, and there is an alley in Rapid City that's called Art Alley.
Right. But your motion was to make some
We need to make some changes there. I'm not sure if...
Does this need to be tabled and go again? This is about the third time, isn't it?
Well, this is the second time.
Second time. Go back again for first reading? Or do we approve this and then hack it and come back for second reading?
I think with substantive changes that we're referring to, that it's required that we come back for a first reading.
And this is for...
If we're having substantive changes, correct.
Correct.
If Ron's motion is seconded with just a few strikings and a few changes, I think there could be a second reading. But
I guess I would retract any changes to F at all that I made in that motion.
Can I interject here and ask Max, so the changes made to, or the 6 foot, take them out, need to be within 6 foot. This doable. I mean, what are you?
That's what I do every day. Yes.
Yeah.
And there's just a few items out there, but I still will need my trailer in the lot from time to time.
But if we strike that last sentence, it says trailers in that first part that I see.
Well, we got a motion.
That's your personal use trailer, right? It's not a retail merchandise.
No, that's not for sale. Yeah. It's what I pick up when I go pick things up. It's what I unload items with.
So that'll be exempt. No, it won't be.
No. Just to point out, 10F says outdoor storage areas must be located behind blah, blah, blah. And no metal Connex style storage containers larger than 144 square feet or semi-trailers may be used for storage in the district unless completely screened. So that would require that a trailer that's used for storage, it's different if it comes there during business hours and then turns around and leaves at the end of the business hours, you know, unloads or something. But if it's staying there for, you know, 2 days or 3 days, it would need to be screened. Which, and just so everyone knows, there is a hardship on Max's lot because that's in the flood way, or plain flood way.
Flood way.
I think that lot is in the flood way, which makes that not possible to be done. But I do want to point that out. As written, you wouldn't be able to keep that there.
Max, this is probably
a semi-trailer, yeah. And so if it's a smaller trailer, then it would be able to. I don't know the size of the trailer.
It's 24-foot tool trailer.
Closed?
Yes, and locks.
Typically, what's, I mean, this might be a tough question, but typically what's turnaround of after pickup and...
Well, to give you an idea, last week I filled my pickup 3 different times and didn't have anywhere to put it, so it all went inside the building. Prior to it would have gone in a semi-trailer, but now I don't know, you know, I've got one man's life in the back of a trailer at a time, and it takes a while to go through it, clean it out, figure out what you have, price it, put it out. I'm not looking at a permanent location for this thing, but it will be there from time to time full. And hopefully summertime, I'll be able to put up some kind of outside storage and be able to put it in there.
Would it be beneficial to put a timeline on the length of time a trailer could be there? No semi-trailer period, but a smaller trailer could be there for 48 hours or something?
If that's what the council would like, yeah.
As a follow-up or as a corollary to that, you may want to, since the draft language talks about a 144-foot square storage area, and, sir, your trailer, you said, is 24-foot?
Yeah, I think 22 usable by 6, I suppose, 7.
Well, but where I was headed with that was you could also, you know, trailers of a certain size are exempt trailers, non-semi-trailers over a certain size aren't. Well, I mean, so I'm not, you know, the truth.
Allowed for up to 72 hours.
Or allowed for a period of time.
So go back to, we have a first on the floor by Ron with some changes, but probably don't qualify as substantial changes.
Also, I guess in my motion, we need to put the language that's in 10C for the definition of screening. In 10F.
Or at least, Mr. Waterland, or at least 10F refers to screening as defined in 10C.
Correct. 10F refers to screening as defined in 10C. You mean in 5L?
Yeah, 10F would state that you cannot have a semi-trailer parked unless it's fully screened, but you can have a trailer as long as it is not a semi-trailer. You can have a trailer there as long as you want.
Do we need to have that in there? I mean, if it's not in there, you could have a trailer.
Correct. Yeah, I just want to point that out, that as written currently, you cannot have a non-screened semi-trailer, but you can have a U-Haul trailer.
Yeah, I wouldn't confuse it with adding more. I would just leave it at that. Yeah.
What's your motion?
Yeah,
my motion. That you're still working on the fly.
Well, my motion is that 10F contain the language that we just talked about. Screening, let me see, unless completely screened as defined in 10C from view.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion. I'm striking the last sentence in L.
Striking K?
K, aren't you?
Also striking K. All of K. And then also at the end of the first sentence in L, exterior wall of the building outside of business hours.
I'd like to take a break so Ron can write this down. It makes
sense. About half. Well, we can do a summary here, I believe, of the motion, because we still just had the first. Daniel, you want to make get your summary here? Yeah.
Brian, Mark, you got some input? It's first reading. It's going to change 10 more times, but what I'm saying is
not 10.
The foundation's going to go down here pretty soon.
This is what I understand, Councillor Waterland.
Correct for 5.
So, back up there, though. Let's define it. Let's put it on there. Yep. So the changes in 5, that's the first place where there's changes that are occurring is what you're proposing.
Correct.
What your
and
motion
we're striking
is.
K, and we're adding that sentence at the end of the – that
outside of business hours.
Out during non-operating
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're striking the last sentence in it.
Then as you move forward in 10 –
yeah, you can. I was suggesting placing screening as defined in 10C before the sentence use of chain link.
Sorry,
that's where I would put it. Is right after the public right of way.
Okay.
Screening as defined in 10C.
And one other note: there was a suggestion to delete county highway from the balcony. If so, leave state highway but delete county highway.
I would suggest I'll add that in my motion. County highway.
No, we don't have one, and that's why it was.
But keep state highway.
Yes.
Just take out county, yeah. And the or preceding it.
So to recap, we have a first by Ron with the discussed previously changes. is there a second to that motion? Five K is removed entirely in the motion, and L removes the final sentence with the addition of during non-operating hours at the end of building. So, basically, when the business is not open, the merchandise must be within 6 feet of their exterior wall. Second call for a second motion. I have a second by Rhea. Any last discussion? Public or council?
So when this gets revised, then this will come back to be...
There'll be a second reading with these.
So it'll be just a little bit more clear than mud at that second time?
Maybe. I'm not making any promises.
Just want to make sure.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no.
No.
So as a roll call, I'll say we have seven in favor with Councillor Terry Kessler and Councillor Mike Bichon against. So first reading passes. With an ordinance, it does take 2/3 of the sitting body, which would be 6. So,
can I just touch on the fact that we are having a meeting next Monday night to address the way that we do our ordinances, because we understand that this is a work in progress that needs improvement. So we are talking about this to make it a better, to avoid this.
Not to avoid the discussion, right. But to avoid the confusion, exactly. Exactly.